Prologue. Midnight's Echo. The city's skyscrapers loomed above like silent sentinels, watching the labyrinth below. Rain slanted against the vast canvas of the town as though trying to wash away its sins, leaving the streets shimmering under neon lights. Only the rhythmic drumming of water against metal and concrete interrupted the familiar hum of the urban jungle. Amidst the symphony of rainfall, John sat in his recently purchased black SUV, its chrome accents reflecting the kaleidoscope of colors from the street. Inside the car, time seemed to stand still. He was a tall figure, once robust, but now slightly slimmed from the weight of memories. His fingers danced over a worn leather wallet, almost instinctively flipping it open. Two photographs greeted him. On the left, a younger version of himself stood with shoulders back, freshly minted lawyer's degree in hand and the world at his feet. To the right was a stark contrast. A battle-hardened John, eyes no longer naively optimistic, but bearing the deep-set lines of wisdom and perhaps regret. Each photograph told a story. The juxtaposition of these images, only two decades apart, spoke volumes of a journey that had taken him from the towering marble pillars of courtrooms to the leather confines of a black SUV he uses for a Lafayette gig. The wallet snapped shut, but John's gaze remained distant. His memories trailed back to impassioned arguments in court, the deafening applause following a triumphant verdict, and the crushing silence of a lost case. However, more than anything, they rested on those moments outside the courtroom, where life's realities were starker and rawer than any legal drama. As if on cue, a broken figure emerged from the curtain of rain. Dinbian, soaked to the bone, seemed to drift rather than walk, her eyes a whirlpool of emotions. John recognized that look, the look of someone who had trusted the world and had been betrayed. Without a word, he unlocked the passenger door. Hesitating just for a breath, Dinbian clambered in, seeking refuge from the rain and life's upheavals. The car's interior offered an apposition of its own, the cold exterior world of uncertainty against the car's warm cocoon of safety. As they drove through the streets, the city's tales seemed to unfurl before them. A young couple laughing under an awning, a homeless man sharing his umbrella with a stray dog, and teenagers dancing in the rain. Every corner held a story. In addition, it was here, amidst the city's heartbeat, that John found his purpose. No longer defined by legal statutes or courtroom dramas, he sought justice and truth in the tales of those he ferried, helping them find their way in a city that offers hope and despair. Tonight marked the beginning of a chapter, not of legal victories, but of human connections. As the car's engine purred, cutting through the rain-soaked streets, John's new journey commenced. A Lafayette rideshare driver, ferrying one passenger, one story, at a time.